I'm Dr. Traveler.
And I'm Dr. Quinn.
I've been practicing chiropractic for 15 years.
And I'm in my first year of practice.
I specialize in sports science and rehab along with acupuncture.
And I'm certified in Webster Technique, and I specialize in pediatrics and pregnancy patients.
And we are the Healthology Experts, where we discuss the art and science of health. All right, well, welcome back. If you've seen some of our other episodes, or thank you for listening or watching, if this is your first time. We've got a lot to talk about. I'm, as the intro probably had said, Dr. Traveler.
Dr. Quinn.
Dr. Quinn. Now, we usually do this little reflection of what the week has been. And for this week, it's actually, we have kind of the same type of stuff. We had what we call the Parker Seminars, which is the largest seminars, the largest chiropractic convention, I guess you'd call it, in the United States, maybe the world.
Yeah, it was huge.
I'm not sure world, but I know it's the largest in the U.S. So it was a lot. I don't remember all the numbers, but thousands of chiropractors.
I think they said 35,000.
35,000?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Okay, it was a lot. There were a lot from all over the country. And so what we decided to do today is kind of talk about some of our takeaways. Now, if you're not a chiropractor and you're thinking, well, this is dumb, I don't care about some chiropractic convention, I would say let's focus more on, well, they're just life takeaways, right? The interesting part is not all of them were chiropractors. Not all of them were totally geared towards chiropractic. We had a lot of keynote speakers. Tim Tebow was kind of the main keynote speaker. Jim Quick was there. Angela Duckworth, Ed Milet. There were some really good keynote speakers. I can't remember off the top of my head. All of them did a really good job. So, yeah, like those. So, anyway, we'll just kind of bounce back and forth and kind of talk about the seminar and what we enjoyed and what we took away. So I always say ladies first. Do you want to start?
Yeah.
She's had more time. I've been running and I gave her more heads up. So this time I have notes, but we filmed this on my phone.
Right.
And my phone has all my notes.
Yeah.
So I am going to be totally just like shooting from the hip straight from memory. So if I can't remember names and stuff, so we'll let Quinn get started.
Yeah.
Okay, Quinn.
So just a little like recap of it. So there were different classes that you could go to, different speakers, and they were all different topics. So we went to different ones.
Yeah.
And then we took notes on them. So we haven't really talked much about like the ones that we went to. The first one I went to was about spinal stenosis, which is the number one leading cause of back surgery over the age of 55.
That's the fancy way of saying back arthritis, right?
I mean, kind of, yeah. It's where the spot where your spinal cord goes through starts to narrow. So it just puts pressure on the nerves. So it can cause all kinds of different symptoms. Like if you're having the leg pain, kind of like the sciatica. So we learned like the causes of stenosis and some pretty cool treatment plans, different exercises. I like to say like you're in the chiropractic office for 15 minutes out of your whole week.
Right.
So once you go home, you still have to continue working on what you're going through. So some good like take home ideas, tips and tricks on how to help with your symptoms.
So off the top of your head, can you give like if someone's watching, they're like, hey, what's one thing that you remember?
So like a huge thing was incline walking can really help with your symptoms. So if that's either walking up a hill in your neighborhood, or if you have a treadmill, a gym you can go to, putting a little incline, getting any flexion in throughout your day can help relieve those symptoms. So yeah, that's a big, big takeaway. And then the next one I went to was about pregnancy. So I learned a lot on how to better take care of my pregnant patients, learned some tips and tricks on morning sickness. And that is
like what?
Ginger tea.
Ginger tea, okay.
Yep. So I have a cool recipe if you want to come in and get it from me. It's actually like a homemade ginger tea that you can
make. Nice. Eat.
Yeah. So that just reduces inflammation too if you're feeling super bloaty, water weighty during your pregnancy. And then I also went to one talking about breath work. So diaphragmatic breathing, so that's like belly breathing instead of chest breathing.
Got it.
So if you're more of a belly breather, that can help with your low back pain. It can stabilize your core. It can help with a ton of other things too, but it's pretty cool. So those were like my main ones that I really liked. I also went into one about chronic pain, and that was pretty interesting too.
Cool.
Yeah. So those were like my class ones, and then went to Angela Duckworth talking about grit, and then the Tim Tebow, of course.
Yeah. I think for me, we did go to different classes. Quinn and I are in a different time in our practices too, so I went on a lot of practice management. As far as practice wise, I actually go into the other end of the spectrum. Well, you talked about stenosis. Mm-hmm. The very last lecture I went to was on helping the aging patient. And, they talked a lot about how for the senior community, I guess we would say Medicare type age, a lot of people are scared to work with them, that they gave some pretty terrible statistics on, like, not just chiropractic, but doctors in general, that they just kind of rush through them as far as time spent. And I don't know, in my mind, I was like, of course, we're in St. George, where I feel like the senior community is a little higher, a lot of retirement. My parents, my in-laws have come down after retirement. As the joke goes, this is where Utah goes to die, right? So sorry if you're out there, we're not saying you're on death's door, but I really appreciated that. I felt like when he was talking, I'm like, in our clinic, I feel like we do pretty well. We've got a lot of, they talked about bone thinning, the stenosis, how you have to treat different. I feel like we have a lot of options. In fact, this table that's right here, these are flexion tables that are really good for spinal stenosis. Mm-hmm. A lot of my spinal stenosis patients really like it. We use techniques that use more percussion. We're still waiting on Quinn's, just Pro Adjuster Company. If you're out there, we want her computer.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
We need it. But yeah, I felt like that we do well. One takeaway that I'm going to change is, I already give a lot of exercises, but I'm going to focus a lot more on the exercise. Like you said, walking uphill. A lot of the statistics that they cited were problems, falling, broken hips, things like that. You really have to strengthen. And it's hard because as you get older, that population gets a little bit nervous. They don't want to do strength training, but it's something that we need to do. So I'm going to really focus on that. They talked about grip strength. So I'd like to get more information. I don't have that decided exactly right now, but that's something that I was impressed with, that I said, all right, we just need to stay strong. They also talked, and this was one of the keynote speakers was named Jim Quick. Did you go to that one?
I did not go to that.
That was an early morning one. So Jim Quick, great podcast, by the way. After you finish listening to ours, then go listen to Jim Quick, who has a few more subscribers than we do. But he is kind of a memory expert. And he really talked a lot about the neuroplasticity, meaning that, there's this old adage of you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And he basically said, no, that is not true. Angela Duckworth hit a lot on that, like mindsets. You can get smarter, you can get stronger. I know as we age, it's hard. You just got to work at it. So you need to find those things. And that's really what I'm going to focus on for that population in our office. Any others that you can think of? I've got a few more, but do you have?
Yeah. So just hitting on what you were talking about, like balance and the older population being afraid of falling or having a fall in the past. So a lot of times practitioners focus on balance after the fact, like after there's been a fall.
Yeah.
So a big thing too is doing exercises to prevent that. So if you're feeling unsteady, you're worried about falling in the future, I learned some cool tips on how to kind of strengthen that and prevent that from happening too.
Cool.
A lot of it was kind of like doing single leg stuff. So just improving the balance too.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. And then again, the keynote speakers I really liked. The one that I probably liked the most was Angela Duckworth. Her book, I've read her book on grit. If you haven't, I would suggest it. I also, and she actually talked in her discussion. So it was funny because I got them mixed up. Sorry, Angela Duckworth, if you're listening, because I was talking to Quinn before and I'm like, no, there's this really good book.
Yeah.
And she actually cited it, the Mindset book.
Mm-hmm. She did.
Right?
Yep.
And so, that's, I did kind of, that's why I was remembering those two were really tied together. And I should have listened more to Jim Quick because I can't remember that author's name right off the top of my head right here. But anyway, I'm big on that type of stuff. I just love the mindset stuff. I love grit. I find that is something that I want to grow in myself. Grit is basically, okay, to me, the definition of grit is how to keep going when things are terrible.
Yeah.
Or when things suck, you know, what do you do? How, you know, do you give up and things like that. I really liked her thoughts too on, like she said, when to grit and when to quit.
Yes.
Because sometimes there are times where you need to say, no, this isn't working. But most of the time, we want to push through it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that you can take home, I did like this, is that she said, quitting is sometimes the better thing to do. But she just said, her suggestion is never quit on a bad day.
Yes.
I did like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for my kids, I know I have hard, I like try and really instill this, like grit, I try to instill that in my kids. So I've made it like, it's a regular, you can ask my kids, Benny, my youngest especially, you can ask him, Dad never says I'm smart. I try not to call my kids smart. Not because I don't want them to think that they're smart, but every time, and I think it says this in these books, that's where I got the idea, but I always call them hard workers or hard studiers. Like, oh, you got that answer, not because you're smart, but because you studied really hard and you earned that, you got it, because then they have that growth mindset. And
right.
And so I really liked that particular talk. What about for you? Any keynotes that really rang true? Anything that was said?
Yeah, I liked Angela Duckworth. She was my favorite. Tim Tebow was good. He had some funny jokes that I thought were good, but I really liked Angela Duckworth.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure. I need to get her book, actually. I haven't read that yet.
You should get it, and you can get the audio, too, and that's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tim Tebow was good. I felt, we kind of talked about this, no offense, I don't think Tim Tebow's ever going to listen to or watch this.
He might.
This is going to get big. My only critique, and this is what I said, he didn't feel super relatable to me. Maybe because he's just lived, I mean, he's lived a pretty astounding life. I just felt like he was sharing, whereas Angela Duckworth, Jim Quick, Ed Milet, they seem to share examples that were like, gosh, that could happen to me next mm-hmm. week, you know? And so it felt really relatable. I don't know. I don't, and maybe it was because it was the end of the day. So you're tired, but anyway, I really enjoyed those others, the others that I said. I did like Tim Tebow, but I liked him. I really loved the others. Ed Milet, who also has a lot of, he does a pod, I think his is like a huge podcast. I liked just his communication style, his motivation style. Jim Quick, I actually forgot that I had not downloaded his podcast in a while, and I've listened to him every day since we've gotten home. Because he's got that quick. He tries to do, we try and keep these quick, like under 20 minutes. That way you can, you know, quickly digest them. And if you want to listen to more, you can. So I really liked those thoughts. So I'm trying to think if there was anything. There was a lot. It was 3 days. So as far as your highlight, have you said your highlight? I'll say my highlight. I haven't said my highlight, and it wasn't actually the seminar. You probably know what it is, but
was it your run?
Yes. I'm turning this into a tradition now. Every time that I go to a Parker seminar in Vegas, I'm telling you, if you've never done this, even if you're not a runner, go be a walker, because there were some walkers. And I found the first time I did it was years ago, and I literally I think I did about 5 miles, and I think I passed two people. One of them was a passed out homeless person. One was a cop.
Really?
Yeah. Now this time I ran 7.5 miles on the, so go run the strip is what I'm going to say. Get up early while everybody else who's been out, you know, doing whatever you do in Vegas.
They're just now going to bed.
There, yes. I did pass a few people who I could tell were just getting ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
I woke up, it was about 5:30. I woke up and really started the run just a little bit before 6. But just so cool. All the lights are on and you're just running on this empty sidewalk. And what was good too is I have a trail half marathon this weekend. So I was kind of worried because I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get a good training in.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the strip, you got to do those stairs.
Yep.
So I'd run up the stairs and then down the stairs and then go to the next block and then up the stairs and down the stairs.
Yep.
And I'm like, this was perfect.
It's a good workout.
Like if you want to train for a trail half marathon, go run the strip. That's the place to go. And there were a lot of runners out only because the next day was the like rock and roll Vegas or Hard Rock, I don't know what it is, but some rock and roll half marathon that was down in Vegas. And I think they run it at night. I don't know all the details on it. Maybe it was that next morning, but it was more on the Sunday. I ran it Saturday morning. So if you ever get a chance, wake up before everybody. Take one night, whatever you do in Vegas, take one night, go to bed really early, okay? Sorry to spoil your fun. I'm telling you, this was my favorite. And get up and just walk. It's magical. It's really fun. And go as far as you can. It was fun.
Yeah.
So what about for you? Any highlights? What was your highlight? Or was that, you already said you're like, I gave you my highlight.
No, I really liked the pregnancy, the prenatal talk. But a cool thing was I was running into people I'd gone to school with. So that was nice. And I was catching up with them, sat with a couple of them during some of the talks, and then I ran into a guy that was in my class, and he just came up to me, tapped me on the shoulder, which was kind of random because he flew there from Illinois.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fun just to see familiar faces and then stop by the Logan University booth because they have different booths set up for different things. So I saw some familiar faces as
Cynthia.
I talked to them. Yeah, it was good.
Cynthia's been there since I've been there.
That's so funny.
So, and she was there well before. Anyway,
yeah,
I enjoy that too. You just run into old faces that that you haven't seen in a while.
Yep.
So, yeah. Well, hopefully, as we've shared this, there's been some good ideas. What's nice is that we can't say, oh, and one thing they did, there was one that was in marketing. So we're supposed to say what this is brought to you by. So now they're like, if you do a podcast, say what it's brought by. This is brought to you by the Healthology experts, our clinic, and just to mention that. And here, you know, we'll probably have that be a focus where we'll pick one of the therapies. Let's say today it's brought to you by the SoftWave.
Nice.
So it's the stem cell machine if you have any injuries. And I did like a few little tidbits. I guess I don't even know where we're at time-wise. Slightly controversial. You always got to throw a little bit of that in. I am going to give a little critique. So if anybody watches this, chiropractors are, I'll just say, we're weird. Like it was a different group. You get all sorts of people. And I would just say this. We're the type of chiropractors, I feel, and I don't know if I'm putting words in Quinn's mouth, but guys, okay, if a chiropractor watches this, but it's not us versus them. Most of Parker was really integrative, but every once in a while you hear these talks about like us versus the medical community.
Mm-hmm.
We love referrals, we refer. We think that everything kind of has a good place, and there's a time for chiropractic, and there's a time where you don't see a chiropractor. And so that is always, you know, one of the things that I would say if I'm going to get slightly controversial. And it doesn't sound to the, I feel like to the general public, they're going, well, duh. Like,
yeah.
But there are some out there that I think need to hear that like, you know, chiropractic is awesome. It's powerful, but there are lots of other things that are really helpful and powerful too. And I like using the team approach.
Right.
And having lots of options, including in the clinic too. I mean, we're an integrative clinic. We've got weight loss, semaglutide, soft wave, decompression, acupuncture, not just the chiropractic portion of it. So anyway, that's my little tiny venting. And it was such a small portion of the seminar, but I did feel like that did bug me just a little bit.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I hate to leave on like the low note, but that's the takeaway, because you got to end with slight controversy, right? Mm-hmm. But all in all, it was great. Thank you, Parker, for putting on a great seminar. We are going to be better practitioners for it. We have a lot to implement, and yeah, so I think that's
awesome.
It. Okay,
yeah.
Dr. Hi. Traveler.
Dr. Quinn.
And we're signing out. See you guys.
Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe.
All right, you guys, it really helps if you can go and interact with us. So as Dr. Quinn said, like, subscribe, go check us out on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, and keep an eye out for other videos on YouTube, and also check us out and maybe listening on podcasts. So all those platforms. Thanks, guys.
See ya.